Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get that second date, you'll get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Rakaya. I'm calling because my boyfriend, Marcus, has been really distant, and he's been giving me, like, the side eye and not wanting to be around me or spend time with me. And I'm really confused on what's going on, and he won't talk to me and express what's going on.
Okay. How long have you guys been seeing each other?
We've been together for about 4.5 months now, and he's been acting distant for like 3 solid weeks now.
I mean, what's the conversation like when you ask him, why is he distant?
He's just been like, it's nothing, babe. Like, I'm fine. But I can see a difference. I can see a transformation in his personality. Like, something's wrong, and he won't open up to me. And I'm in this for the long run, so I need to know, like, what's going on.
All right, we're going to get him on the line. Put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing. We'll cue you in when it's time for you to address your man, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Right.
So, he not answering the phone, and he barely texting.
What if maybe it's one of those things where he's starting to like her too much and he got scared?
Or maybe he might be at home with his wife and family.
Okay, or that.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Let's get Marcus, please.
Who is this, though?
This Jock, man. Young Jock. Got Sue Solo. Shout out on the phone, man. With Streets Morning Takeover, man. We need to holler at you, my boy. Hey, you got a few minutes to talk, though?
Yeah, I got a segment.
So okay. Listen, we got a segment on our show called A Second Date Update.
Okay.
And we just need to ask you a few questions if you don't mind answering them.
Okay. I got a minute. What's going on?
All right. You currently seeing someone?
I mean, I got a little COVID love going on, but, you know, we just been kind of having a little couple of missed signals lately. So I've been
What's COVID love? Y'all do it with PPE on?
I mean, you know, we be very protective around, like, she was like the first person I met who was actually diagnosed with it earlier in the game, but then she got over it. I mean, earlier in the game, then she got over it. And I've been with her the whole time. And her name, Kaya, but you know what I'm saying? She got a lot going on with her, but it's like with most women, it's like 90% is that 1-10% been kind of bugging me lately. It's one thing she got going on to kind of bug me.
What's the relationship like right now? Y'all in good terms?
I mean, ain't that, it's like really, I'm kind of going on some sorrow stages, so I'm trying to like distance myself from her at the moment. Just not nothing bad happened. It's just something that's kind of like, I don't know where to go from here with her. Like, the thing about Kaya is like every time, like I said, she got this, her outfit, she always showing off this camel toe, right? But she also is like she kind of like my homegirl type girl, 2020 COVID love. So she always kind of like grabbing her private parts like a dude. And then sometimes, you know, when we chilling, like we naked foot and chilling, you know what I'm saying? She in here, I made this beautiful dinner or whatever, and laid out the little wood stairs for everything in front of us. We saying the grace, you know, and I get through saying the grace. It's like I'm looking at her with her hands on the stuff while I'm saying the grace. Then we get through. I'm thinking we getting ready to eat. She's smelling her fingers.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's something she do. I don't normally say nothing about it. But it was, you know, it was just at that particular time. It just like, damn, like, can't even pray without you checking yourself.
So how often is she doing this self-check? How often does she do this self-check when she put her hand in her pants and smell it?
I mean, she always, I mean, ain't that was the first time really dropped me checking her smelling it, but I was like, she always got her head, like, she always just, like, she just trying to make sure it's there. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so listen, you telling us that what? It's not that she just, like, put her hands, like, you know, on the lower part of her belly, but you saying she puts her hands on her thing.
Man, she be checking the pocketbook daily, trying to make sure the money in there, man. I mean, it just kind of bugs. Like I said, it's just that one thing about it. It's that pet peeve because I ain't never seen no chick do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I was like, I just had to back up off that because I was like, man, I don't know. I'm just doing self-check.
Listen, don't say nothing else. I think you said everything that needed to be heard because she's actually on the line and she heard everything you said. Sweetheart, where you at?
I sure did hit everything you said, and that's not true. I have not been sticking my hand in my pants. I don't always do that. What?
I mean, like I said, I don't say nothing, but I mean, I be paying attention. You know, like I said, I think it's just subconscious. I'm just saying, that was the one time I actually said something when we was Netflix and chilling. I was like, you going to disrespect the Lord like that or just like smell your hands before you eat your food? But at that particular point, I was like, I ain't seen you do this. I mean, we've been together for months, baby, but I ain't been tripping about it. It's just, I'm like, dang, you like, you ain't even gonna respect the Lord about it. Like what you doing with the pocketbook that it's like you gotta be on it every 5 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. What if, like, what is you? I mean, that's just where I'm at with it. Cause it's 2020. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't see you like that, but when I see you, it's always beautiful. It's just us when we ain't together. But in 2020, to be honest with you, I'm making this big deal because I'm thinking about doing something serious with you. But, like, that's that one part that's throwing me out.
Yo, lady, can I ask you something? Have you had your yearly checkup?
Have I had what?
Your yearly checkup.
Yeah. You have?
Sound kind of shaky, but.
Girl, don't worry about that. Listen, sis, why do you do it? Let me ask you that. How often do you do it and why?
Honestly, right now, Marcus is really tripping. He's doing the most. I don't know what he's talking about. I did that one time, and I had recently shaved, and I was feeling uncomfortable. So I did that one time. Marcus, you're really doing the most right now, honestly.
Well, I'm going to say this, baby. You called a radio station to have a conversation with your man, so I can't necessarily say he doing the most. But I will ask, Marcus, is this the turning point where you guys get back together and y'all find some type of resolution and move on happily ever after? What's going on right now? Talk to me.
I mean, I'm just trying to get out of quarantine love, Tyler, to see what's up with just me, Kyle, and Mac. You know what I'm saying? See what we doing.
Well, right, so. It sounded like nothing else had to be said. She had a little soft laugh, and I know it's going down later. Time to stuff that turkey. Hey, you know what it is, man. It sounds like y'all two are going to rekindle what you got. Second date update. It is successful. Y'all will be getting $100 on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. We need our listeners. Y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update. I thought this thing was going left. Y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update. 1-866-YUNG-JOC. Yeah.